The Bloomberg administration wants to improve the quality of broadband in New York City. Yesterday, it announced a series of new initiatives it hopes will strengthen speed and reliability for companies, especially in the growing tech community. Tracy Samuelson reports it's part of the administration's plan to challenge Silicon Valley.
If New York City wants to be the foremost home of tech startups, it's got to tackle a pesky little problem. Broadband.
Internet is totally critical. We're a tech company. We're based on the web.
Aaron Harris is CEO of Tutorspree, a website that pairs students with tutors. He says strong, reliable broadband access is even more important for his company than electricity. When the internet went down a few months ago, all work stopped.
Everyone in the room just sort of stood up and threw their hands in the air and thought, well, now what? And so we broke out some beer. Because no one can work without it.
There are parts of the city, a lot of the buildings, even in places like Union Square or the Flatiron District, where businesses lose their service for a little bit.
Jonathan Bowles runs a think tank called the Center for an Urban Future. He recently conducted a study that found broadband was one of the top concerns for those in the city's tech industry.
There are parts of the city where tech companies are, like the Meatpacking District, where companies can't get redundancy. There's no backup.
And then there's the occasional broadband black hole or desert, mostly in industrial areas like the Brooklyn or Queens waterfront. Those neighborhoods offer cheap rents compared with pricey Manhattan, but a lack of broadband is a deal breaker for most companies, even those outside the tech sector.
This is something that will affect our competitiveness regardless of the industry.
Seth Pinsky is the president of the New York City Economic Development Corporation. His agency and others are conducting a series of pilot programs, like giving office buildings grades based on their connectivity and hosting a competition for businesses to have their buildings wired based on need. The city also wants to ease the regulatory process for internet service providers and develop apps for people who have mobile phones but limited computer access.
The goal is that as we see which programs work most effectively, we'll scale them up, and to the extent that there are challenges, we'll make tweaks to them.
The initial pilot should take 18 months to 2 years. For WNYC, I'm Tracy Samuelson.